Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is going to reference, in fact, it's all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I know, you're tired of hearing that, but you know what? It has to be said, because it's true. I love you folks at NaNoHQ, and if anybody ever wants to hit me up for an interview in the future, I'm available. Meaning, if you want to be interviewed on my show, not the other way around, because... Today we're going to talk about one facet of the community that is... I have to say it. To me, it's one of the most important facets of the community, and that is the write-in. What is a write-in, you might ask? Well, let me tell you. A write-in is a gathering of participants who are there to write their novel and socialize and, depending on the venue, eat, drink coffee, read books, just, get together and dispel the myth that writing is a solo venture. All over the place these days you hear about writing groups and writing communities. And there's no better writing community than National Novel Writing Month. I'll just have to put it bluntly. And one of the best parts of National Novel Writing Month, again, is the write-in. Some of my favorite write-ins have been things that are so outside the box that prior to showing up here in Southern California, I didn't even know you could do it. We've written in IKEA for the last several years. I don't believe we're going to be doing it this year. I believe that our municipal liaison has already said that she's not up for the kind of communication that would be required to organize that particular write-in. And to be fair, that particular write-in is kind of chaotic. It has a huge turnout, and it involves many, many, many small groups. So the ML has to be on top of things and constantly monitoring all of these groups, you know, just to make sure that we're not throwing lamps around and eating the fake food and breaking stuff. The IKEA write-in has long been one of my favorite write-ins. Another one that I really enjoy is the one where we take the Metrolink train from the Anaheim station down to the end of the line in Oceanside. We take a walk down the pier. At the end of the pier, there's a Ruby's Diner. We have lunch there. After lunch, we have a quick writing session, and then we take the train back to Anaheim. One year, some of us didn't get off at Anaheim. We kept going all the way back to Los Angeles. The ride from Oceanside to Los Angeles takes about 2 hours. This is a commuter train that I take every weekday, every workday, let's put it that way. I take it from my stop to Union Station and back. It's about 35 to 45 minutes each way. It's really fun taking the train in the opposite direction because I only get to Oceanside once a year because of this write-in. We write on the train, we write in Oceanside, and then we write on the train again. And that can be good for a couple of thousand words. We're out for hours, and we're talking, and we're writing. And we're writing and we're talking. The more common type of write-in is going to be held at, say, a Starbucks or a Coffee Bean or your friendly local independent coffee place. I don't know what it is about NaNoWriMo. They are very into their coffee. I don't like coffee. I like places that serve Dr. Pepper. Starbucks does not serve Dr. Pepper. But they do serve this really delicious dark chocolate frappuccino that has no coffee in it whatsoever. It's yummy. I love it. So I'm okay with the Starbucks write-in. Similarly, the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has a blended ice drink that you can get without coffee. They also have a dark chocolate version of that. It's delicious. I love the Malibu Dream. It's fantastic. And did I mention that with NaNoWriMo being my social month, I get to see the people? In fact, later in this series, I'm going to be talking to one of those people. She's one of the longtime participants, and I have roped her into an interview because that's what we do here. We talk about our experiences in NaNoWriMo and what makes NaNoWriMo so fantastic. And did I mention it's the write-ins? I have now lived in 3 NaNoWriMo regions. In Austin, we would have a kickoff party and a midnight write on Halloween night at midnight. We were out and about. We were in a comic book shop called Dragon's Lair. Shout out to Dragon's Lair. Y'all are awesome. Who in their right minds would write a novel in a comic shop? I'll give you a hint. We're not in our right minds. We're doing NaNoWriMo. Get it together, people. I lived in Long Beach for a year. That had some pretty typical write-ins, although in recent years, they have had a write-in at the, I believe it's called the Aquarium of the Pacific. I haven't made it to one of those write-ins yet. One of the really cool things about Long Beach and Orange County is that we invite one another to our write-ins, especially the event ones like the train and IKEA and the aquarium. In fact, what's great about having so many regions in a fairly compact geographical area, because we have the North Orange County, the South Orange County, Long Beach, and the Los Angeles region is fairly close by. It's within driving distance for those people who have vehiculars. I can't speak for the other regions, but anyone is welcome at one of our write-ins. If you happen to live in a fairly major metropolitan area, like Austin, like Los Angeles, like Seattle, like Chicago, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, anyway, sorry, I always revert to Texas. I'm from Texas. I don't know if I mentioned that before. Go to your regional forum on the website, NaNoWriMo.org, because there's going to be something there for you. Someone's meeting at a place that you can get to, and you'll find that the camaraderie that you encounter while you're there is exactly what you needed. Or maybe you learn that the time it takes you to drive there is time that was better spent writing, and write-ins aren't for you. You don't know till you try. If you are not in a fairly major region, if you are in the dreaded elsewhere, create your own write-in. Find a bookstore or a coffee shop or a diner or something, maybe your favorite cafe that you like to write in, and put on the forum, hey, I'm going to be at this place on this day from this time to this time. Maybe someone will show up. Maybe they won't. As long as it's a place where you're comfortable writing anyway, that part doesn't matter. There were a couple of times that there wasn't a weekend event happening, and I wanted to get out of the apartment and write. So I put up on the forum, hey, I'm going to be at a nearby Barnes & Noble. I'm going to be in the cafe area. Come join me. And I went there, and nobody showed up. And that was okay, because I still got in some words. I'd like to hear your experiences with write-ins. I'd like to hear some of your suggestions for write-ins. Where have been some of the most unique places that your region has held a write-in, or the most unique place that you've written, personally? Come on by the website, darrenblake.net, and put a comment in the show notes of this episode. At the end of writing today, you will have 5,000 words. Holy carp, we're a tenth of the way through already. Where does the time go? And this is where my calculations are going to differ from other people's calculations from here on out, because as I said earlier in the episode -4 or -3 or whichever one that was, other podcasts that do this daily NaNoWriMo thing, they simply multiply the day by 1,667, which means today would be 5,001. But I don't buy into that. At the end of day 30, you're supposed to have 50,000 words, not 50,009 or 10 or however many that ends up being. So I'm doing the actual calculations. 5,000 words today. And if you're not on track, that's fine. We've talked about this. If you're striving for the 50,000 words and you're not on track, keep going. Find a little bit of extra time somewhere. Write a few extra words while you're waiting in line at the grocery store. I know that sounds weird. Maybe your kids have soccer practice and you can just sit in the car and type away on your book. And don't mock me for not knowing what season the sports ball is. I don't pay attention to sports ball. I know it's November. I know football's happening. That's the only one I know for sure. Anyway, day three. Go to a write-in if you can. Today's Sunday. There's probably a write-in somewhere. And if there's not a write-in today, there's going to be a write-in somewhere over the course of the next week. Do yourself a favor. Go. Have fun with it. Meet some people. Go crazy. You're already crazy. Be crazy with someone else's crazy. I've completely lost my train of thought like I normally do, so I will talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.